Okay, let me...
Is it okay? I'm just gonna tape record.
Oh,
what?
That's what I'm doing. I'm just sticking it in my pocket.
Okay.
How old were you in 1930?
I was born in 1907, I think.
So, 23?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
And where did you live?
At 1630 Farragut.
Yeah, but not then.
In 1930?
We're living in Hyde Park. You and, in 1930, was you and Grandma and Kay and...
Bunny
and Francis. But let me see, Francis was... Did she have her assignment? Was she teaching in 1930?
No, she was. Francis wasn't a teacher.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. You didn't have an assignment yet. Were you still going to normal college? Or were you out of college?
I was at the... Can't think of any school right now. Wadsworth, I think. Did you go to Wadsworth? I think.
Not me. No. I went to...
Bunny did,
My name is Bunny and went there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frances was... Was she out of high school in 1930? Do you remember?
Sure.
And Bunny would have still been in high school... Francis was out, but Bunny might have still been.
Yeah, Francis was out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, but they worked at Star Dry Goods.
They were working for the Star Dry Goods.
Yeah.
And tell John about the Star Dry Goods.
Yeah.
That's the store at, 63rd Street's kind of a business street. Lots of stores, but...
It's on the south side of Chicago.
They didn't sell them suits, but they did have some ladies' dresses and all kinds of everyday clothes and handkerchiefs and towels and all the sort. I guess you call it a dry goods store, and they had yard goods, too.
Dry goods is kind of an absolute name. Dry goods stores where they sold clothing and yard goods. Did they sell actual clothing, or was it mostly yard goods?
Mostly yard goods, but they also had
for people who did their own
like
sewing,
ribbon and tape and a button bulb,
buttons and stuff like that. They call them fabric stores now.
Oh,
I guess right. Does that sound like a fabric store?
Okay.
One funny thing about that store, Mr. Van Runkle, and he was the one that operated the store. He had a brother. It was worked out in California. He was with the movie machine. Machine. They made the comics and things. And Mr. Van's brother did. And he was kind of well known that way. But
who was him, Mom?
Mr. Van Runkle was a man that...
Mr. Van Runkle?
Yeah.
Did he write his
but
name?
His brother.
Yeah.
And he was... Mr. Van Runkle was the one that owned the Star Dry Goods?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see any of his movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes we went to the movies. And they were mostly sort of comedies and things like that. They sold a lot of those things, I think.
Okay,
we liked them. They were. Some people have a different opinion about Jewish people. If you've worked with different kinds of Jewish people, some of them are fine, and some of them are pushy. But everybody's like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's not the same. But they had a position called clientele. People that came in all the time. They knew what I bought at the store. This was good, so I'm going to go back to the same store and get it. It's good quality. I worked there. First, my sister Kim worked there, and then she was going to Teachers College. Then I worked there, It was after high school. And then Frances worked it. Bunny did. Bunny was sick. She had rheumatic fever, and she was kind of puny when she was little. But lots of times people that have been, they're watching their health, they suddenly get real strong. And she just worked at everything. Bunny worked hard at everything. She still is working, I think. She's going to be her own person. She wouldn't want to be Lois. She wanted to be him. This is capable as rest of us.
What was your family like? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had Catherine's the oldest. You called her Kay. And I was second. And I think there was 15 months between Catherine and I. And then there was Frances. And I can't remember how much younger she was. Oh, about 2.5 years younger, I guess. And Buddy, her name is Virginia. And I guess the reason we changed to Buddy, she couldn't spell her. She was little. But the Pop said our ancestors all came from Virginia, and he wanted to name one of them Virginia, so he did.
That's not. This is Catherine's ring. It says Catherine inside it, John.
Let's see what else.
Was that a big family back then? Or?
Well, there was 6 of us, my dad, mother and dad, and 4 girls. And Kay and I were in high school, or else teacher's college a little bit, and the other girls in grammar school. And Mom, she didn't have a job, but of course the housework and that sort of thing. Well, she taught a few people music. But not. She didn't charge much. She hardly ever did. She just liked to have one up the piano. I can't think of anything else.
What did your dad do?
He was at the Cactus and Paper Company. He had different kinds of paper. He had wax paper that is sometimes tinted with green that they sell to pharmacists for flowers, you know, green wax paper, you see. And then they had all kinds of paper. They had waterproof paper, and they had that came even crinkled sometimes for wrapping things to go through the mail. It had tar, like between two heavy brown paper things.
Sure.
You see that kind of thing. And then, but he just sold writing paper and stationery and, I think it was once in a while he had something printed, pamphlets or something, little things like that on paper. But he liked that.
Would you consider your family middle class or like
middle
poor?
My dad worked. And my mother didn't work. She sometimes helped people with sewing, but she didn't charge anything for that.
He died in 1929, John.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's so in 1930, you and Kay were the only ones working. Is it right?
Yeah, we
your
were
mother
uh-huh.
didn't go back to. She didn't go
no.
to work, right?
No, she didn't go to work. No.
So what were you doing for a living? In 1930?
Well, we were pinching pennies one day. Mom knew how to make the money go. And we mostly like homemade. We didn't buy cakes at the store. We had homemade ones and that sort of thing. And not kind of, I can't think of the word I'm going to say. Not like something that looks like a picture you see in the magazine, different kinds of food. It was homemade. Mostly it had potatoes in it and meat, and then she would have sweet potatoes or other vegetables and things like that. And she had soup a lot. She used to make I can't think of what it was. Corned beef and cabbage and that sort of thing. Kind of stews. I guess there were stews and things like that.
I forgot, were you... Yeah?
Excuse me, your father had left some stock, right? So didn't you say you got dividend every month or so? You'd get a dividend check from the stock, so you had a little bit of income from the
We did.
The stocks that he had bought before he died.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did that.
Let me see. I forgot, were you working? at this time?
Not too much. When I was in grammar school, I started about 7th or 8th grade, working Saturdays and after school sometimes, but then later on, especially summer vacation, we worked more. But it wasn't too much. I mean, we got $2 a day. I'm not sure. It jumped in my memory. I guess that's right.
And so when did you become a teacher or get out of normal college?
Well, my sister had a friend who wanted to go to normal college, and so she went. That was my sister Kathy. She was the oldest. And she went there. She only had to go 2 years, and then she got her diploma. And she was teaching, so I followed her along and got the exam. I was a teacher too. Helped us. Now Frances was kind of a bookish person. She did, but she didn't go to teacher's college. She did a lot of work as a stenographer. Do you remember, Fran?
Died before I was born.
Frances.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. No, Frances. Oh. Certainly, of course, I remember Frances.
Yes, she.
Yes, naturally.
She was some kind of it seemed to me that she was a sniper, but this man was very important. I can't think what his word was now.
Well, in the early 30s, around the same time, we worked for Olive Bolcrae Miller Bookhouse.
Yes, I did.
I'm not really sure what year that was, but that was around 1930, 31, I know.
Yes, I think it was. I don't remember now. Yes.
When we get home, John, I have, we have the book house, we have the My Book of History books,
yeah.
And in one of the books you have the company newsletter, and your name is mentioned in there, so I know exactly, you know, roughly when you worked there.
Okay, were you still single, right?
Yeah, I was single.
What were the courtship practices of that time?
I don't remember. We usually work after school on Saturdays. There's not much time for courtship and homework and stuff.
Well, now, you were a member of a church, and you go to wasn't there youth activities at the church?
Yeah, there was that congregational church.
The congregational church.
Yeah.
They had a
And the
club,
Y.
And the Y, too.
Yeah.
Were there dances? Did the Y have dances?
Yeah, and they had... Then I took some courses on Chicago Avenue, east of Michigan there. It's some college courses I was taking there. And they had a men's union or something, and the women's union. They had a, I can't think of the name, it was on Chicago Avenue, and a big building, but they had
Northwestern High School.
Yeah, that's
Northwestern
High School.
Yeah, downtown campus, Northwestern University.
Yeah, that was it. That's
right. Okay.
Happened to get that.
The Y, John, is that would be the YMCA.
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 No, YMCA. YW.
The YWCA? Okay.
Yeah. Then we went to some neighborhood churches there. That's how we got interested in this Baptist church around there. We had friends that went there and had friends, and they had lots of social things going on there. And but lots of times when you're going to night school or something like that, you don't have time for lots of social stuff.
How important was things like going to church in your life? And
well, it was pretty much, I remember, first of all, you said, I was a campfire girl. That's like the Boy Scouts kind of. And we went to those meetings. That was before you kids were growing up, mostly. Then I was being mom at home, cooking in between times and go to the grocery and homework and so on. But, in church, we met some people in church. But I don't think at that time I did much dating. And we had homework, and our work was hard, and school was kind of hard, and teaching was kind of hard.
Did you join a church? I think John's, were you a member of the congregational church? You go to church every Sunday at the congregational church back then?
No, it was a North Shore North Shore Baptist Church.
Well, that was later. The North Shore, that was after you got married and moved to the North Shore.
When I was a child, we went in Champaign before I...
Before
I was in school, we went to the Congregational Church.
The Congregational Church of Champaign, I see.
And then Aunt Clara and our folks were Christian Scientists. We went to that church. They didn't have much of the way of parties and programs and things for kids. It was just like school. It was just learning things like math or something. Let's see what else I want to keep still that you ask.
Got like a lot of information already. Like the where what was the area like that you lived in?
An area of
when you were on 63rd.
We were on 53rd. 50, they were east of us, and Market Developments.
You lived in an apartment then, is that right?
Yeah, we lived in an apartment.
Were you on the...
And we had the big girl's room, the little girl's room. Mom and Daddy had the other room. It was a three-story building.
Three-story building.
Yeah.
And where was your apartment? Do you remember what floor you were on?
The second floor.
The second floor.
We always had a second, I don't know why, but we did. And then, I'm sure.
Now that was near the University of Chicago, wasn't it?
Well, but university was at 59th Street or something.
59th Street.
But we were at 63rd Street, or 66th Street.
60, so you were about almost a mile away.
We could walk that way sometimes.
You could walk to the Midway, the Sonics then. John, you've been in this area. You can picture those apartment buildings look like.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And the Midway, the Sonics, you've been along there.
I had a question, I forgot it.
I'm sorry.
I forgot.
You want to ask me my favorite subject was school or something?
I guess. What was it?
Well, I don't know. It was, I liked it. Writing and reading, of course. Better than math, I guess. But that's what I like mostly, things like that. I wrote poetry for a while. I don't know why, but I guess.
Oh, yes.
Well, you had a good friend that was interested in Sarah Teasdale's poetry, right?
Yeah, I know. And so she used to read that, and so I got to write some of this stuff. This is fun to write poetry. It's just like any other puzzle.
Did the Depression, how much did the Depression affect your life and your family's life?
Well, it did. Yeah, it did. Now, I can't quite think of the year the Depression was so bad, but you were probably... You were going to school.
Well, I wasn't born until later. I wasn't born during the Depression.
I was born
during the war.
Oh, yeah, 1914.
42. I was 42. Born in 42.
I'm not sure.
You had mentioned to me that you didn't get an assignment after you got your certificate. You didn't get an assignment for a while, I think, because there was... problems with the schools, and which of your sisters was teaching? I thought it was Kay. Was it?
Yeah, Kay was teaching.
Kay was teaching, and wasn't she paid in scrip?
Yeah, she was paid in scrip.
That's like checks. See, they didn't have money. There was a tax strike at that time for various reasons, but people didn't have money to pay the taxes. Property tax at the City of Chicago, so the Board of Education wasn't collecting money to pay the teachers who were there for a while in 1933. I can show you when we get home. I'll show you pictures of what this looked like. I don't have one. So they had a print script, which was IOUs. So instead of the teacher, instead of Kay coming home with a check or with Kay, she had this script.
Yes.
And didn't you tell me, and it wasn't, you couldn't take it to the bank, it wasn't money.
No, I couldn't. I worked for Star Drag, was not far from our house.
Right.
And
they would accept it.
And if you were buying clothing or something like that. And
I think one of the food stores
I think took it A and B maybe, or
so you had to walk a long way. I thought there was only one store that would accept the script from the teachers, and that was for 4 months or so before she started getting the money again.
Yeah, I guess it was
several
like
months
that.
I think before they started paying the rate.
Right.
So that certainly affected them. They weren't getting money.
Yeah, Mom, she figured out things. We had lots of stews and soup and homemade biscuits and things like that. Well, then she didn't get vegetables and fruit occasionally.
What were you doing when you were unemployed after you got out of
school? You were never really unemployed. You were always working, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I was when I was in school.
Oh, really? And then after school, then what did you do?
We did homework.
Or like after you got out of... graduated.
Well, we probably had some fun. I don't know.
I think, John, you worked for the Star Dragons when you were going to school. Now, after you didn't work there full time, though, did you? Wasn't that only a part time job?
School and Saturdays.
Yeah. But after you finished normal college, weren't you working for the bookhouse company? I think that was a full time job.
That was a summer job. Yeah.
Oh, that was only a summer job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. That was a summer job, because you have some of the books. And then I know you worked for the Brazilian government.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was summer, too, sort of.
I guess that was.
So when did you get a teaching job?
Well, I did an exam, and then I guess at first I was substituting a little bit, and then it's different areas for their what they call turnovers. Some people moved to a different area, then this other one needed the new people. They would take the new teachers that hadn't experienced yet, but they finished the classes. And then
didn't you get your first assignment or one of your first assignments on the east side of Chicago near the steel mill?
Yes I did.
And you were there, I think that was 1936 or so. Weren't you there during the steel strike, where they had all the fighting?
What happened?
What
was that?
There were a lot of foreigners in that neighborhood, and it was interesting to teach the children. They were interested in things. They'd tell me things about the old country, but then I had a hard time explaining them American things to them. But our principal, we had a principal that she went to Africa and had her picture taken with elephants and things, and they had movies of it. She was a very unusual lady. And then the kids got interested in that, seeing the movies and everything. But I liked her. She was a nice person. We took some pictures. I had some pictures of your wedding. And whether she took those pictures or I borrowed her camera or something.
Well, when it was your own wedding in 39, we have a little piece of movie which you've seen, John. It's a little clip of a movie of your wedding in 1939. Don't you remember? Have you seen all the
reels?
One of the reels. Have you ever watch all the reels of the?
No.
Well, anyway, there's a little clip, and you had borrowed a camera in 39. So that was in 39.
Yeah.
You were still teaching at that school.
Yeah, I was teaching.
On the south, on the east side.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember much about the strike? Did the kids tell you about their fathers or somebody were on strike when they?
Yeah, out there. Yes, I was kind of worried for a while, the children were so interesting. I'm glad I got to teach those children. They came from different backgrounds, different nationalities, and so forth. And
where
they come from?
Yeah.
Well, some from Germany, and a lot of Czechoslovakians and Yugoslavians. That's where I first learned about the Czechoslovakian Yugoslavians. And they were nice people. And I really enjoyed teaching those kids out there.
Did you know?
Well, we had one kid in our called him Pickpocket Pex, because I took my video. But he was a pickpocket. But you know, he had a friend that worked in a grocery there. And so his friend would let him in sometime back door, and he'd climb up the ladder and get some cat goes down and take it home. Well, that's wrong. I told him that was stealing, but I suppose they were hungry in their house. Maybe his father was out of work. So I tried to tell him he shouldn't do that.
Did you know other people who were worse off than you?
Worse off?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there were lots of people out of work. Then I worked at Star Dragons after school, mm-hmm. and Saturdays. It wasn't hard.
Did you do anything to help or help people who you knew were worse off?
I think I did. And my mother, I think of Mom making cakes and things for neighbors. Mom did a lot of that sort of thing. Of course, we had homework. We were working too, as well as after school. We didn't work every afternoon, but a good part of the time.
Let's see.
I like
that. Now, when you were teaching, I think maybe to understand. Were there kids that came to school that needed coats or something like that? Warm coats? When you remember when you were?
I don't remember that. I remember. I thought you were going to say something else. Some of the kids, a couple of kids I knew, they were neighbors. They had bicycles, and they rode from 99th and Avenue H, that was where the school was, to 66th Street in Woodlawn, where it was.
Rode.
They rode over to see me there. And then they turned around and rode back to that other place. I was worried to death about them, but I didn't know they were coming, and here they were. I tried to get them to a home pretty quick. I like those kids, all these different nationalities. They're different, and they're different home life. You get so just like them all, and basically they're the same. They're honest or they're not or something.
Why do they ride to see you?
I don't know. I guess the one girl had a bicycle and the other girl borrowed one. So they came to see me. And how they found my house, I don't know, because we were on 67th Street.
67th Street, yeah.
But they were at 99th.
And you were living at home with Mom. Okay, your sisters, yeah.
How often did you move?
When Bob and Larry were young, we moved oftener because of the children, I guess. But then
after you got married, you moved some. But I think didn't you live pretty much in the same place then until you got married?
Yeah,
I think because you were living at home when you got married, isn't that right?
Yeah, I was. And that was 68th. You know, that was 68th. I get mixed up. Belden Avenue, I think was. Maybe that's not it. This one street.
Belden Avenue is on the north side, isn't it? Yeah, that was later, I think. That was later after you got married.
Yeah.
Belden Avenue.
How come you needed to move, or why? What were your reasons for moving?
Yeah, well, part of it was the school. I was assigned to school at 99th and Avenue H, and that was kind of far, and I had to take the streetcar and transfer and stuff. And hard to do. So then I transferred to another school in the like that place. But mostly that was the reason we moved.
For a long time you were at the Blaine School.
Yeah.
Which is on the north side.
Yes.
And it's on Southport Avenue.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember what the cross street is in Southport. But it must be
Ingleside. No, it wasn't Ingleside. It was near there. It was near Ellis Avenue.
It must have been about 3,000 or so north.
It might have been near Woodlawn.
Now, Woodlawn's on the south side. The Blaine. But when you were teaching at the Blaine School, you would have wanted to live on the north side, of course, because...
Yes, that's right.
Otherwise, it would be too far to commute. But that was later, John. That was about 1912.
I had another question. I gotta write these down.
Teaching is fun in a way because there are all kinds of children. And it's like what if you go to a Sunday school class or some other group of people, they're all different. And then you begin to work with them. They work together, and some of them don't. And some of you try to smooth over the rough places and got them to be friends or something. And that kind of thing goes along with school.
Did you help any? Do you remember any of the kids when you were teaching at on the east side that needed school supplies, like pencils or something? Did you help help with? Did you ever buy pencils or rulers or anything?
Sometimes.
They
had troubles at home that were frightening to some of them. They were really hard up. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were. And then we had people from the social committee, I don't know what the name it was, that came to check on the children. Were they getting good food at home and how was their apartment? They'd ask me all these questions.
I see.
But and then there was some that I think the children had been used to earn money for the family. Mm-hmm. And, well, there was this kid called Pickpocket Pex. That's not his name, but he was proud of being Pickpocket Pex. Yeah. He was a nice kid. He was sharp. Anyway, he got the job up. His mother fixed it some way to get somebody that worked there to get a ladder so he could climb up the ladder and go down and get some of the food, packaged food or something. And he was real proud of doing it. I didn't just scold him because I think they needed it, maybe.
how many kids do you think had rough lives at home? A lot, or...?
I don't know. These kids, where I was teaching, like I told you, 99th Avenue and H, but the new people coming to Chicago, where they're from Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia and a lot of those, that area out there, Germans.
They were recent immigrants, too.
Yes.
America, they were first or second generation.
Yes,
the children, of course, have been second generation.
Yes, the parents didn't.
The parents had come to America to work in the steel mills.
Mm-hmm. How many kids did you have in a class? How many were you teaching?
Usually 35 or 40. Sometimes it was 48. I seem to be came up 48, 6 by 8. But it depends on summer.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
48.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it was the education good for?
Yes, it was. And we had a very nice principal. She was big, overweight, and a jolly lady. Then she, on summer vacation, she took a vacation herself, and she went to Africa. And went and took moving. Did I tell you this before?
Yeah.
I took moving pictures. She was riding on the elephant and all this kind of thing. And then she brought it back and showed the kids and nearly fell out of the chair. Laughing and laughing.
I can
imagine that. She was, the kids liked her. She was friendly. She was strict. But she had to have things right. Well, she took the pictures of my wedding, some of them, but I don't know if they...
We can look at those when we get home, but we have that.
She was a friendly... Well, it was nice for a principal to take time to do that, the new teacher, but I liked it. And then the thing of teaching in a neighborhood like that, there are many different nationalities, and the Yugoslavians and Czechoslovakians and the different things. And then one thing I didn't like, though, there were some churches there that were trying to get children to come into their church classes. These were teenagers, older teenagers. I think they were trying to get some boys and girls together. And I don't know how it worked with the families. They had a little trouble with that. But there was, I didn't talk to them much about it, but from the children I knew they were having family quarrels and that sort of
thing. For what?
These were different religions from the family's religion.
Yes, they were.
The parents would have been Catholics, I suppose, right?
And they were Czechoslovakians and Yugoslavians.
Yeah, they would have been, but they would have been going to the Catholic Church, I assume.
Yes.
And the other churches would have been Protestant churches or something.
We had
Baptists
come over
trying
one
to get
time.
The kids to switch from their parents' religion, is what I understand.
It's interesting. I think any job you get, no matter what it is, can be interesting. Of course, some are. Well, when I worked at Star Dry Goods, it's wrapping packages all the time. But working with people is interesting. You have to use your head, because lots of people are trying to put something over it all the time.
Really?
Keep that in the back of your head. It's just not that they're kind. They're going to ask after a while for something else.
Yeah, I'm not quite paid. I'm looking at that. What kind of things were there to do in the city around then?
Oh.
Or what did you do for recreation?
Yeah, well, Bob knows. We lived near Jackson Park, and there was the zoo there, and the animal house, and of course the outside animals were there. And, then there was a Museum of Science and Industry, and things like that. And then we didn't spend lots of money.
Yeah,
we sometimes.
Pretty.
Yeah.
So there's Lagoon there.
Jackson Park.
Isn't there Lagoons in Jackson
yeah,
Park?
We could rent a boat. We can do that too often. Yeah. And the Museum of Science and Industry, and then there's that other museum.
The Field Museum, maybe? Is the Oriental Institute, perhaps, is down there.
That's down there, too. Can't think what it was now.
What was it? Not art. You're not thinking the Art Institute, of course. It's,
no, that was downtown.
That's downtown.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, there's lots of things in here. In the inner city, there are things there. And they don't cost a lot of money. And some families can't afford lots of things, but they can usually get.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
To you all.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
I had to come see my two favorite things. Wow.
Happy Easter to you too. She wants to shake hands with you.
I'm going to take a look at the charts you've got to host.
So did you see? Well, let's see what else. Did you go out on the weekends, or?
Oh, sometimes, yeah. Well, then my sister Catherine and I and then Francis, we got jobs at the Star Drivers. It was packing, wrapping packages, and then taking it out and so forth. So we usually did that Saturdays, and that gave us some spending money. I don't think it pays very much. Seemed to earn $2 a Saturday or something like that, but it paid for writing paper or something.
Yeah.
And, well, I think Mom took in a roomer for a while, and her folks used to do that in Champaign. Champaign is a city or a town that the University of Illinois is in, and people rent rooms to students or to other people down there. And Mom had done that some. They had a big old house. My mother's father was a carpenter, and he was interested. So they had this big house. They had a mirror that went up into the wall and came down, and all kind of wonderful things in that house. And so she was used to renting to strangers. But we had pretty good neighbors. It was just all regular people. Just a plain neighborhood, I guess. Most of the people with kids go to school, folks with jobs.
And when you lived on 67th, or where?
Yeah, 68th.
Or 68th,
I guess, yeah. 67th was a streetcar line. And we took that to school.
Did some of your neighbors become unemployed? Or did some of your neighbors get out of work?
Yes, well, the Depression, I can't remember the year of the Depression, but it was about... 1940? 30. And so there was some hard times, and we were lucky to get jobs. My dad talked us into getting jobs, and we thought at the Star Dragon store, we went down there, and it was measuring the yard goods, or it was wrapping the packages, or... are checking off the check against the material that they had bought, you know. And he did the cashiering, but we were the package wrappers, really, and that sort of thing. And so it made a little bit of money, not a lot, but we made us watch our pennies, too, because once we earned for it, we didn't want to waste it. So.
During the Depression, do you remember any unions that formed or any strikes that happened related to the Depression?
I think there was some. I read about it in the paper, but I wasn't in that. I was a teacher then. I was a teacher for a while before I got a permanent assignment there in different schools. But then I worked at Star Dry Goods after school. Yeah. Having packages.
Did you join a union?
No. Or? No, I never joined a union.
Let's see. And were there any strikes?
All different groups, they, if it's a lot of people and they're afraid somebody's taking the best up, they want to get together and watch out and don't let somebody cheat us. But they're all supposed to be honest. I think most of them are.
Yeah. Let me see. What do you remember about the strikes?
I think mostly I remember not about the strikes. I remember a lot of advertising about it, and it seemed to me there were parades or posters up about strikes. Well, the teachers had a strike. That's right, they did. It wasn't very long. And I don't think it lasted very long. They wanted some rules changed. I forget what it was. No. Well, where I taught, school was at 99th and Avenue H, and I don't think you know where that is. No. It's way out on the southwest side of Chicago. Southeast. Yeah, we had a little girl in my room that lived on a boat with her family. And the father brought her back and forth in Roma. And it was interesting out there.
Why were they living on a boat?
Well, he worked on a boat. Oh. Or his boat, and that was part of his work, I guess. It got him to his job, I'm not quite sure. But she came late to school because her father had trouble with her. Docking his boat or something. All kinds of people. Well, there were out there many people. Well, I was used to where we lived in the neighborhood, mostly the English and Irish and people in that neighborhood, in America. But some of the kids that came out there in the Chicago way out there at 99th Street were different nationalities, Hungarians and Yugoslavians and that sort of thing. And I don't see who that was, but I don't
know. No, it's just me.
Yeah. I enjoyed the teaching.
Here's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We put those pictures up on the wall that we had the other day.
A pair of glasses I gave you. There it is.
What about the pair of Dan's wearing?
Those, I assume, are also new pair. The other new pair of glasses, aren't those new?
Those new glasses.
Yeah, those look brand new, don't they?
Yeah.
I believe so. Okay, then what I'm going to do is this.
John, how are you doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Let's take those.
Thinking you folks would like it here. But there's many kinds of people in a building like this. Well, it's like at school. You have all kinds of people at school, too.
Yeah.
And they get so you compare this one and that one. You never know how they're going to act like this colored lady came in. I don't know her name, but she's very friendly, you know. And she likes to feel like, well, some colored people come from down south where they have been working with the real chunk, with the people they furnish their lodging and that sort of thing. But some black people are kind of snooty and they're trying to look down on the white people. They're not like easy to get along with, but I think nowadays more people don't want to get to realize that no matter what color we are in the United States, we manage to get along some way.
What was your relationship with black people during that time, during the Depression?
Well, some of the black people were really hard up. They didn't get the jobs as easy as the white people. They hadn't had the education.
Here's your membership card in the Republican Party.
They I forget what I said.
These glasses,
but they didn't have the social meeting with people, I guess. The black people were kind of shy. You know, some of them get kind of old. They got a job and they were smart at it. And they talked down to my people.
I was just wondering if you noticed my new hairstyle. It used to be longer. I cut it.
It is all short. Yeah. Well, it looks like it curves around there, but that part of that is your
glasses.
Glasses.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, I like it.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
It's very nice.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, I'm just busy listening to you. Everything.
I guess.
What?
Oh, no.
Everything you needed now? Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Any topics that maybe.
I covered a lot of stuff. I don't think I.
Okay,
I don't,
are you interested in the World's Fair at all or not?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, I forgot I was going to ask about that. How did you get your job at the World's Fair? The World Columbian Expedition.
No, this is not. It's a century progress, honey. World Columbian was. Before she was born.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, I got it mixed up. Okay, the century of progress.
Yeah.
It
was how? I forget what it was.
For the Brazilian.
You were a student, weren't you? And they were college students?
Yeah. Well, I think I got that through the Star Dragons. I worked there selling at the Star Dragons store.
Well, I thought you told me the last time we talked about this that you were going, maybe taking courses at Northwestern. And they were they had something on the bulletin board or something about the jobs at the Century of Progress.
Yes, I guess they did. Anytime they have something like that in Winnetka or downtown, really the companies are trying to make a lot of money and they have things to get a lot of people coming in. And the young folks can get jobs there lots of times.
The first year, did money work? There with the coffee?
No.
But it was a Coca-Cola, the second year, 34. She worked at a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Was that, did you earn more money then? Or did you quit the Star Dry Goods before you started working for Brazilian?
Coca-Cola. Yeah, it was a full-time job.
That was every day. People came to buy Coca-Cola. The Star Dry Goods is usually over the weekend, people come and buy some yard goods or stockings or whatever they would sell at the dry goods store. And so that the sales were bigger than the Coca-Cola, but I guess it evens out.
Were you working in a building, an office building?
Yes, it was a big noise. It wasn't an office building, the fair. It was a big, like a big theater building, and all kinds of some places had food, some places had things they were selling, novelties and all kinds, and then they had something.
See, the Coca-Cola exhibit was in the food building.
Yes,
it says here. And they had a bottling plant there, right? Right there in the building?
Yeah.
Did the people come and see how the Coca-Cola was bottled?
Yeah, they did.
And you were on the second
floor. That was afterwards. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you worked for them later. And you were on the second floor, right? Is that where the Cokes were, the free Cokes were?
No, they were the first
floor. On the first floor. You're right there on the first floor.
And,
okay.
And the Dragon Star is in the second floor, the balcony.
I see, the balcony, okay.
That was wrapping packages.
That's right.
Let me see. I don't know what else to ask about the fair.
so maybe.
Well, now let's see. The fair was on the south. How did you took the streetcar to get to the fair, right? I suppose from.
Yeah.
They had a special.
It was 57th Street. Yeah, it's 57. I think that's it. That number stands in my mind. Uh-huh. The Midway was 60. I forgot.
Well, now the Midway is from the World's Columbian Exposition. I think the World's Fair was farther north. It was north of you, wasn't it? Wouldn't you have had to go north on I don't think what street that would have been to get to the Century of Progress?
No, that was near the lake.
It was on your. It was near the lake, right?
Yeah. Everyone's like, you're going to go to see.
I should have brought a guide. I've got a guidebook. I can look at the guidebook.
Well, maybe John has about nothing.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's probably good. Yeah. Okay. Okay.